And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of December, 2012. It is St. Nicholas Day today. And if you were in Germany and you were a child, you might have polished your shoes last night and then put them out in front of the front door. And during the night, if you had been good, St. Nicholas would fill the shoes with little gifts, little candies and oranges and nuts. 1768, on this date, the first volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica was published, and it kept publishing until this past March, when the president of Britannica announced they would no longer put out a print edition. They would only be online. It was on this date, 1884, the Washington Monument was finally completed. It was begun in 1848. They worked on it for 8 years, and then work stopped. It stood unfinished for 20 years. Then the Corps of Engineers took up the project in 1876. At the time, it was the tallest building in the world at 555 feet. But 5 years later, the Eiffel Tower went up, and that was taller. Though the monument is still the tallest obelisk in the world, and it is the tallest building made of stone. It's made of white marble and granite, and if you look at it closely, you can see a slight color change about 150 feet up, and that's where work stopped back in 1856. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "I Think That I Shall Never See a Poem Lovely as a Tree," Joyce Kilmer, born in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 1886. It's the birthday of the man who took the famous photograph of the sailor kissing a woman in a white dress in Times Square at the VJ Day celebration, 1945. Alfred Eisenstadt, born in Tchef, Poland, 1898. It's the birthday of the daughter of Marie and Pierre Curie, Eve Curie, born in Paris, 1904. Her parents, famous scientists, Irene became a concert pianist and a music critic. And then, as her mother, Marie Curie, lay dying of leukemia, the daughter nursed her mother through her illness. And in 1937, she published a biography of her mother, Madame Curie, which was made into a film starring Greer Garson, and which was a great inspiration for generations of girls who were interested in science. And it was on this date in 1923 that President Calvin Coolidge had the honor of giving the very first presidential address that was broadcast on the radio. It was a speech to Congress, and reception was so clear that listeners could hear the rustling of his papers. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Raymond Carver, entitled Rain. Woke up this morning with a terrific urge to lie in bed all day and read. Fought against it for a minute, then looked out the window at the rain and gave over. Put myself entirely in the keep of this rainy morning. Would I live my life over again? Make the same unforgivable mistakes? Yes, given half a chance, yes. A poem by Raymond Carver, Rain, from All of Us, the Collected Poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances, art, food, wine, culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.